And we are back here, the morning show, Mountain Home Radio. Robert's about to be evicted from the studio here this morning. It is Wednesday morning. We're off to a rolling start here inside the studio. I've got two of my favorite guests in the studio with me, and Seal, Gusecki, Tommy. Hagen, it is so fun to have you guys in here. Anybody that knows me knows that I like to cut up a little bit and have a little bit of fun. We have more fun behind the scenes than most people know, and they may not let us get together anymore if they found out how much fun we have. So
you are exactly right. It is when you go off the air, we go on the air.
Yes.
It is. We laugh for about 3 minutes, and then we try to get serious again. But anyway.
We do our very best. It is always so fun to have you guys in the studio, and there's so much stuff. It seems like I always leave the folks out there that are listening wanting just a little bit, because we don't quite cover everything. But I want to start off right now. This is a really tough time of year for those folks that are trying to grow anything. When you get the hot weather and no rain, which we haven't had to worry about much for at least the last 24 hours, but generally in the summertime, it's tough getting all your plants to looking their best, looking, you know, the garden looking like you want it to. This time of year, it's a little difficult to maintain stuff sometimes for folks.
Well, we have an opposite problem this year because we're in the middle of monsoon season, which we're not accustomed to
right.
this time of year.
Yep.
So you've got a lot of trouble with mold and air circulation and too much water,
mm-hmm.
and it is a problem, and there's not much you can do about that.
Right.
You just got to live to your best. I mean, my house, I have 18 watering zones,
oh, wow.
and I have only watered once about 5 of them for the whole season before
oh, wow.
I got around the yard, started raining again. Okay.
But, right.
But you might, one thing you can do is there's a few things you can do. Pay attention to what your plants are doing in terms of fertilizer, especially your potted plants. It's
okay.
a good time of year to give them an extra shot of fertilizer.
Oh, okay.
Your roses, you still want to fertilize them probably
yep.
for about another month. After
okay.
the end of August, you want to stop with that. But it's a good time to give them a boost because, like you say, that extended forecast says that we're going to cool off. And whether it's next week or 2 weeks from now,
right.
we're coming to the point where the hot weather should break.
Yes.
And if you give your plants a little boost right now, they'll reward you back at when the weather cools
okay.
off and they're not so stressed.
Very cool. Did
yeah.
not know that.
Yeah, absolutely. You can do that.
It's funny. Again, one of the things that you need to worry about, and we're talking about fall right now, is chrysanthemums or mums.
Right.
And those guys, you need to be pinching them back. In fact, you need probably right about now is the last time you need to do that.
Okay.
But get them back down, and then they'll shoot up for you in the fall and make some beautiful big flowers. It'd be
right.
fantastic. One of the things you talked about earlier, and this to me is really important, remember your limitations. When you get out in the yard, this is a good time
yeah.
to garden early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
This is not good gardening at 2 o'clock in
no.
the afternoon. Tommy has learned through 75 years of age that it's probably a good idea to garden in the morning, and it's probably a good idea to take breaks and drink a lot of fluids.
Yes.
I ought to buy interest in the water and the Gatorade place because I drink that stuff a lot. And,
right.
and again, you need to do that. It's just so hot outside. If you get out there afternoon time, you're playing with fire because
mm-hmm.
it can be dangerous. But anyway, just be smart. But again, it's fun that I drove by the farmer's market as I was coming in this morning. They're setting up. Tomatoes are just now coming mm-hmm. to vine. We have gotten some of them, but they haven't been super good. But in the next week or so, we ought to be getting some great homegrown tomatoes.
Yep.
And that's Tommy Hagen time. That's
homegrown tomatoes are just like apples. You just take them, wipe them off, and eat them.
I do. I go out and pick them. I just kind of rub the big dust off and
yeah.
eat them right there.
Exactly.
Good time of year to get out there early and harvest what you're growing.
Right.
Sometimes we get a little... sour about going out in the heat and such.
Yep.
But if you go out early and harvest and put up what you've grown, you've put a lot of effort into it early in the season, and we tend to lose some of our vim and vigor for it this
mm-hmm.
time of year.
Yep.
But if you put that stuff up now, come fall and winter, you'll be glad that you did.
Yep.
And it's also a good time of year to start thinking about your fall garden.
Right.
All right, because come fall, you can start planting some of those cool season vegetables again, your lettuces and broccoli. You can start inside now some of your broccoli, cauliflower, those kind of things,
okay.
Brussels sprouts that like the cool weather so that you can put them out roughly around the 1st of September when you've got cooler nights and cooler temperatures in the day. And you can grow some of your leafy things all the way through, depending on the weather, to Christmas.
Yep.
And depending if you want to take the effort to protect them when
right.
you do have a little bit of cold weather, you can extend it quite a bit of time.
Quite a little bit.
So now's the time of year to start planning for for that mm-hmm. and start working with it.
I want to back up half a step because you'd started to talk a little bit about harvesting. My grandfather was an avid gardener. He had his entire backyard, almost a half an acre worth of stuff, just completely plants. He had strawberries that grew year-round, corn. It was in El Centro, California, so it was a year-round growing season. But he had a saying that he beat into me, water in the morning, harvest in the evening. And I never understood if there was anything to that, so I just now thought about that when you were talking about harvesting. Is there a better time to harvest a plant, or is there a better time to water a plant for your best production?
Watering should be in the morning, not okay. in the heat of the day.
Right. That's what we said. Water in the morning, harvest
water
in the evening.
Water in the morning is true, definitely. The heat okay. of the day, you'll burn the plants. Right. In the mm-hmm. evening, it'll just sit there, and you'll, especially in a wet season like yep. this, you'll encourage more mold and that mm-hmm. kind of
right.
stuff, all right?
Yep.
Harvesting, though, actually is better in the morning before the sun gets down on that and starts to take. You know, if you say like basil, you harvest that in the morning, those oils won't tend to leach out as quickly.
Okay.
If you're cutting flowers, you want to do it in the morning, and you want to walk around with a bucket of water, and when you clip those plants, stick them right in the bucket.
Right.
And then when you go to put them in a vase, clip them back again. Because okay. when you clip them, you kill off some of those cells at the
right.
cut site, and they don't want to suck up the water. So you want to get them in there real quick
okay.
so you don't have so much of that happen.
Right.
All right. But, yeah, you want to harvest more in the morning than you do
okay.
later in the day. Just it may seem negligible in some cases. In others, it definitely will make a difference.
Learned two things new today.
How about that?
It's always great to have you guys in here because of some of that information. It's something that I never really considered if there was a good or a bad time to harvest something, so I would guess that it does make sense to harvest at certain times for certain crops.
Absolutely, and you're also probably learning as you're harvesting the quantity of plants you should be putting in the ground.
Right.
I have some friends that have a vineyard up in Gamalia, and they planted two rows of cucumbers. They had thought one, and the gentleman said, "Now we need two." And they're on about 42 cans of pickles right now. And I'm not exaggerating that number. I didn't pull that one out of my hat.
Yeah.
All right?
They're not done yet.
Oh, yeah. They're not even close
yeah,
to done.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're still flowering in some cases with cucumbers.
Oh, so. My word, yes. So it's a good time to get a handle on quantity mm-hmm. because most of your plants are going to harvest more than you're really anticipating.
Oh, absolutely.
And come that time. We had another gal last night. She had something like 36 little 1 ounce pesto things frozen up. She makes pesto
okay.
because she
yep.
she has about 8 or 9 basil bushes, and she loves her pesto.
Yeah,
and
there you go.
Just does that. So it's a good time of year to do it with the heat of the day. You're inside. You can mess with all that stuff
yep.
and still keep busy with your gardening.
Fantastic. Believe it or not, we've already come up to almost the bottom of the hour. I do have Seal Gusecki and Tommy Hagen in with us from the Master Gardeners this morning. We need to take a quick little break. I need to tell you you're listening to the morning show here on Mountain Home Radio, brought to you by your friends at Baxter Regional Medical Center right here in Mountain Home. And we are back here, the morning show, Mountain Home Radio. It is the middle of the week. What day is it?
Hump day!
It is hump day, all downhill into the weekend from here. Hope you have some great plans here for the weekend. It is a...
I think Tommy liked that.
That's funny. I didn't know what was coming.
There is a whole marketing campaign for Geico around a camel that walks through an office. I don't know if you ever saw
this.
Oh, my goodness, I love it.
But I didn't know about it here.
We should see the commercial with the winner.
So the camel getting his hair done is just my favorite part.
Sipping on a drink.
In the private trader,
that's right. Well, you know,
he's the star.
It pays to be the star, exactly. So,
like Scott.
Not at all like me. I don't even. They didn't even give me my curlers for a dressing room. So, of course, I don't know that I need a curler for either one of the two hairs that I do have left. But it's all good. I've got Tommy and Seal from the Master Gardeners in here, and it is always so much fun to talk to them. They have so much information. I've already learned two things this morning. I'm going to have to stick my finger in my other ear to make sure no new information leaks out at this point because I've learned so many new things.
Wow.
Seal, we started something here last month that I think is going to have a lot of traction, talking about something specifically once a month because, well, it directly affects our area.
Well, we're going to talk this, our plant of the month this mm-hmm. month is Allium, and it is quite a diverse plant.
Okay, Allium. I don't know that I've even heard that as a plant name before.
Well, garlic and onions are part of the same family.
They are, and that's another one that Tommy Hagen loves, and those guys are so much fun. they one thing, the deer don't like them, so that's right. That's good news. Yes. They typically won't like. I have a bunch of them, and they have different, like Seal said, they have all kinds of different kinds of them. Globemaster, different ones, and they are the ones the stalk comes up, and then at the end of it, you have a big round ball, mm-hmm. and they are so neat. But when you go up and sniff them, you know it's in the onion family.
Yes.
So,
yes.
No question yep. about it. But then they also have the little small ones, and mm-hmm. I have a bunch of these that are in kind of white and purple,
okay.
and it looks so pretty in the evening time when they're bloom. They
yes.
And those guys only get maybe 2 feet tall, and they turn. But they're easy. They're bulbs. You put them in the ground one time, mm-hmm. and it's the gift that keeps on giving. They just keep coming back
back. Yeah. They do, but there's many different kinds.
Yep.
This is a plant that's really diverse.
Okay.
We have sizes from just 6 to 12 inch. Up to 3 to 8 feet tall.
Yep. Oh, wow.
So lots of different varieties, lots of different sizes. Tommy was talking about the baby ones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you just get a stem come up that doesn't really have any leaves with a ball with a bunch of tiny flowers.
Yep.
And what he's talking about, they call them drumstick because the ball on the end looks like the end of a drumstick.
Oh, okay.
And then they have some that get bigger, the Globemasters, like he's talking mm-hmm. about. They also have one that I have in my yard that a friend turned me on to. It's called Allium Schuberti,
okay.
S-C-H-U-B-E-R-T-double-I.
Okay.
And I recommend you go on the internet and take a look because it's got the ball in the middle with all the tiny flowers.
Okay.
But then it's got stalks coming out all around the globe, 360 degrees, that come out about 4 to 6 inches with a tiny flower at the end. It looks like a starburst.
Cool. Oh, right.
And don't cut it off when the flowers die. Leave it till just about this time of year because it dries and it's still something worth talking about.
Oh.
Now, you're going to look at the pictures on the internet, and because of depth perception problems, you don't really get the effect of this.
Okay.
But if you're interested in something different, that when someone comes to your yard, they're going to say, what is that?
Right.
It's well worth it. I bought mine at a place called McClure and Zimmerman
mm-hmm.
That specializes in different kinds of bulbs that are a little more unique.
Okay.
Good place to take a look. Their catalog is just black and white, but go on the internet and research, all
okay.
right? Color-wise, these flowers come in a variety.
Purples seem to be a big color, kind of bluish purple, whites,
right.
silver-looking colors, and some of them are actually a yellowish color.
Hmm.
And I'm Black Seal, and I cannot pronounce the name, Schubert?
Schuberti.
Schuberti, okay.
That's not my strong suit. But they are absolutely look like a work of art. They're so pretty and intricate. It's just like you can see God's work and it going. It's
wow.
just it's really, really neat. And once you... Again, I like to keep life simple, so if I plant something and it comes back year after year, that's my kind of plant.
Gotcha. Okay.
And if you're into planting something that's beneficial to something next to it, if you put alliums around a rose bush, you will keep the white flies away from it.
Uh-huh.
It's not 100% effective, but it is something that works.
That leads me into a very, very important question. Are alliums and maybe your hostas, are they compatible with each other in the same small neighborhood?
Well, alliums are more a sunny plant,
okay.
and hostas are more a shady
plant.
Well,
the reason I was asking is Tommy's always complaining about the deer over there and thinking of a natural way to keep the deer out of the garden, put the garlic next to the hostas, and maybe solve his problem. I was just trying to be proactive and help.
Well, I appreciate the help, but that's not the solution.
But you can take, you know, when your garlic dries up because you mm-hmm. haven't used it quite,
yep.
you know, don't throw it away.
Oh, no.
Chop it up and put it in the mm-hmm. garden where the deer want to come. It's not going to be 100% effective forever, but it is a stopgap.
I've never used garlic in that manner. I never have had leftover garlic, so I sort of
well, you know, even the leaves and the mm-hmm. things you cut off,
yep.
it's worth putting those in the garden. It
okay.
will help keep them away.
It
they
does,
don't like the smell.
Does control the population.
Literally,
a little bit.
I had a garden once where I had some flowers, some status that I was growing to dry.
Mm-hmm.
And someone had told me that the garlic would keep the rabbits away
right.
from it. So I planted some status on either end of the garden and only planted the garlic on one end.
Okay.
And it worked. My status with the garlic grew, and the ones without got eaten.
Were rabbit food.
Yeah, were rabbit food. Absolutely.
And those little guys, rabbits and squirrels,
yes.
all of them, and they those squirrels will dig up your bulbs. That's the thing that gets me
yeah.
mad. But anyway, that's...
Yes.
But I love to watch those little knuckleheads, but I can get so mad at them while I'm laughing at them all at one time.
Well, you're in a very unique area where you're at over there along the White River because of the sheer volume of wildlife you have that visits you on a regular basis. I know just about where you live at, and that is it's almost like a wildlife preserve over there.
It is, and it's funny. Like I said, when I was driving down Denton Ferry this morning, there were no telling how many deer we saw.
Yeah.
But it is fun, but again, deer can eat you out of house and home.
Oh, yeah.
Those boys,
yeah.
They I went out yesterday and I had some hanging baskets and there was about four or five of them. They were just perfect height for them. The guys didn't have to bend down. They just ate them and I had a nice looking basket but no flowers.
I was supposed to bring you a thank you note. There's a herd of deer out there this morning. I said thank you for putting everything
so we didn't have to
eat. So the buffet was served.
My wife got mad at me last year, a couple years ago, because I ended up digging up a ton of hostas and put them in pots and put them up on my deck.
Right, I remember you talking about that, yes.
Every time I would get these beautiful hostas, and I would just be so proud of them. And I'd walk outside the next door next day, and all I saw was stalks. So
right.
She said, "Tommy, we've got too many." I said, "Sweetheart, I love these guys." Anyway, she puts up with me. She lets me do that.
Well, it's natural repellents are a nice thing to have in any garden, anything you're working on. We do live in an area where there is a lot of wildlife, even for the folks living in a small community or in a town or anything like that. There's still going to be quite a bit of wildlife. And having some things in there just to help prevent some of that wildlife coming through there is certainly a help for the rest of the garden.
It helps. None of it is 100% effective.
Right.
If you get a hot, dry season, mm-hmm. As we've had in several years
yep.
past,
mm-hmm.
this time of year is just very difficult to keep them out no matter what repellent
yep.
you're using. The most important thing about a repellent, no matter what it is to remember to keep doing it. You can't
yes.
put it out and then 3 weeks later say, "Why are the deer in my
yard?" Right. Yes.
It doesn't work
yep.
that way. It just doesn't. You have to be diligent about what you're mm-hmm. doing. And if you see them out there, by all means, don't feed them.
Right.
And chase them away, however it is you chase them away.
Yes.
All right? I mean, they're pretty bold. You can come outside. I've been outside with a dog and have them walk within 10 feet of my mm-hmm. dog and then all of a sudden snort and run away.
I live out there at Rush, and up until about 2 years ago, I had a buck that would greet me every morning and he would snort at me as I walked past. He wouldn't move. He would just snort and
snort. Oh, no,
basically, I just started, "Hi, how you doing?" and keep on going out the car and daily visit. But deer can be scared off fairly easily. That's not an animal that's really going to be aggressive if you do try to get it out of your garden or your
no.
territory you're working on.
Sometimes if you come out and you spot them, they won't leave, and you stamp your feet and you holler and all this
yep.
kind of stuff, and the minute you turn your back and go in the house, they run away. They're
right.
waiting to move till after you're not a threat anymore.
Exactly.
So
yep.
sometimes the best way is just to desist and they'll go, and if not, then by all means do whatever. A pellet gun works just fine.
There you go.
See, and we've got some in Bull Shoals that they get out in the middle of the road and
those
they
are
just
pets.
No, they just stand there and look at you like, what you going to do about it?
Yeah, man, you're here.
Yeah,
so am
pets.
I.
Yeah. Yeah, at that point, they're pets. They're not really afraid of you at that point. So
yeah, they're domesticated.
Absolutely.
We do need to take a quick little break. I know there's so much more to get into. They still have 2 pages worth of stuff, it looks like, to get to here this morning.
She's got a whole book.
She got a whole bunch of stuff
good.
Over there. So we're going to take this quick little break right now. I'm going to tell you you're listening to The Morning Show here on Mountain Home Radio, simulcast live across all three of our Mountain Home Radio stations, KCMC Mountain Country 94.3, KRZP 92.7, and KJMT 97.1. We're going to take this quick little break. We'll be back to finish off the show in just a couple of moments.
Here's a little story about a place called Holy Smokes. Starts off with hickory, never touched a dang oak. Pork so juicy, you can cut it with a spoon. PB pie's like, so better save some room. Smoked mac and cheese, whole racks of ribs. Well, next thing you know, people calling up the cousins. I'll be doggone, man, the whole town is buzzing. I guess you could say it's where you need to be. So they loaded up the trucks and brought the family. Holy Smokes, that is. 400 Highway 201 North, 425-8080. Baby.
And we are back here, The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. I've got Tommy and Seal from the Master Gardeners in here with me, and
it's our favorite Wednesday.
It is our favorite Wednesday this week, for sure.
Story of our lives.
I've got to say that because I've got other guests. You know, I've got Baxter Regional, Tobias Pugsley. I've known him since second grade.
He's going to be here. Gail Clark.
One of my all-time favorites. Good Sam. Jennifer Bates will visit with us regularly on Wednesday. So it's definitely my favorite Wednesday this week.
Wednesday is our favorite day of the week every month.
We've got some great guests lined up on Wednesday. I have no idea how it worked out so well for Wednesdays, but I'm quite happy. happy with that. I do have Seal and Tommy in here from the Master Gardeners, and we started out, we hit very lightly on a couple of bulbs that you guys were talking about, and I'm going to have to look these things up. Pronunciations aside, because Tommy, I know that you don't feel comfortable with that. I try very hard to get pronunciations right. You've got a beautiful bulb that Tommy couldn't pronounce, and I'm going to try to see if I can find a picture of that later on. But you were talking about bulbs in general, and this is the time of year that we start to see a lot of the bulbs start to do different things for different reasons.
Well, this time of year, what I was going to lead into is it's not too late to start ordering bulbs for fall
Amen.
Planting.
Right.
Amen.
Allium is one, like your daffodils, mm-hmm. you plant in the fall. If you're going to get them, you got to get your order in, and this is about as late as you can
okay.
do and still get your bulbs. There's several right. different sources we might recommend.
There are, and you're talking about things you can do in the afternoon. This is something you can do in the afternoon when it's too hot to be outside.
Right.
That's what Tommy does. But Brex is a catalog that everybody's heard of, I think.
Okay.
Dutch Gardens is one of my favorite, and Fair Price. The one that I actually like the very best, I don't have listed here, but it's Van Borgundine, and I'm not pronouncing that right, but their wholesale catalog is absolutely the best as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
And the monies are fantastic. But White Flower Farms, Color Blends, she talked about McClure and Zimmerman. Mm-hmm. Every one of these catalogs kind of has a different thing that they specialize
right.
in, or they may be, some of them give you a lot more information about the plants than others do. Some, you know, Van Borgundine, basically, if you know the plant, it's a good place to go to, but they don't tell you a lot about the plant.
Okay.
But again, when you look at these catalogs, guys, one of the things I stress, if it tells you it's not for full sun, don't plant it in full sun.
Right.
I mean, do
yes.
these boys know, and know what zone you live in. We're
right.
7 here.
We're 7.
7A.
Yes.
7A. Yeah.
And make sure that the plants that you get are designed to go there. If you get something that looks beautiful today and it gets below 10 degrees and it's going to be gone, you'll never see it again.
Right.
Don't waste your money on that.
Exactly.
Spend it on money that you things that will reproduce mm-hmm. and come back for you. But those catalogs are good, and you can go online and just Google, start searching. You can find them all. And all you got to do is request a catalog. And
right.
then all you got to do is buy something. Once you buy something,
yes.
you're the most popular guy in town.
Yep.
And our little mail lady, when she's this time of year, I don't know what they must have some kind of thing. They know exactly when people start looking at these.
Oh, we
one
do.
Day,
yes.
One day, all of a sudden, I'll get 10 catalogs,
yep.
and I walk in, and Shelly, my wife, will say, Tommy, why are you so happy? And I've got a whole bag of catalogs to start looking at. But anyway,
right.
it's fun time.
Yes. You do have all those catalogs listed, I believe, up on the website.
We have lots of different catalogs on the website.
Okay.
The website has a good resource of information
mm-hmm.
for almost anything. Our website, BaxterCountyMG.com,
right.
or you can go on to the University of Arkansas website, mm-hmm. UAEX.edu.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of question, or you can go to the Extension office and
right.
meet our new Extension agent, Brad Runcick.
Yes,
all right?
Good guy.
Absolutely. And his phone number is 425-2335. If you got
okay.
a question, absolutely call and
yes.
ask him. And absolutely, do pay attention to the catalogs. They have good information.
Mm-hmm.
One little point about tulips I wanted to mention. Tulips, you got to treat like an annual.
Okay.
There's some varieties they say are perennial, a few of them,
mm-hmm.
that the catalogs will advertise, and they may come back for a few years. But if you're going to invest money in tulips, you're going to have to treat it like a perennial.
Right.
And as long as you're making the investment with that knowledge, you won't be disappointed.
Okay.
All right?
As compared to a daffodil, that you put that sucker in the ground, it just keeps on getting
it. Yes.
I love
yes.
daffodils. Because
yes.
every year they get bigger and better and more beautiful.
Yep.
And anyway, I love daffodils. But.
All kinds of other stuff. I know this time of year people are they're not spending as much time outside because of the temperatures, but also because of family things. Low maintenance stuff for some folks that they want to have that garden looks good, but they also don't want to work really hard at it. Is there some good low maintenance stuff for the summertime for this time of year?
Oh my goodness, that's that's a tough question. Low maintenance.
Low maintenance in gardening, though. That's not.
Well, you stumped me on that one. Okay.
Well, I've worked very hard. I try very hard to ask every guest at least one question they're completely unprepared to answer. So my work here is done.
Well, they say quiet time. You had some quiet time. You said.
There you
go. Anyway.
No.
Well, you guys still have pages and pages of notes, and I always get. I try to get everything in, but I don't always succeed in making sure that we get all the information out.
Well, we just want to invite everyone to our meeting. meetings. Okay. They're at the Presbyterian Church.
Yes.
They're generally the second Thursday of the month, September being an exception because of the county fair. Mm-hmm. In August, we are going to have on August 8th, Tina Marie Wilcox from the Ozark Folk Center.
Yep.
And she's talking on Mediterranean herbs. And if you have never, I've heard Tina Marie more times than I can count on two hands, and I never tire of listening to her. She's got a great personality, a dry sense of humor, kind of a folksy way about her, and she knows more about herbs and plants than I will know before the end of my life.
Really? So yes.
Absolutely. Come out and listen to her. You'll enjoy it. Presbyterian Church, 1 o'clock on August 8th.
August 8th is your next meeting. Okay.
As our next meeting.
You ready to ask when that next one was?
Absolutely.
Okay. And that really is one you want to come to, guys. I'm telling you, that girl, that lady is fantastic. She's a spellbinder, but she is so full of knowledge. It's just funny. She's been at the Folk Center for like 20 or 25 years, and she knows. If you got a question about herbs, she's the girl to go to. But our meetings are fun because, again, they're two-hour meetings. Mm-hmm. Part of it, the first half, we devote to our speaker, and he or she will talk about some topic that's relevant for at that time. And then we'll break and have some food, and then we'll get back and do some business, which is fun also. But we also have some different things that we let people talk about, a plant of the week or plant of the month, and that's fun. And then we also have just people talk about all kinds of gardening tips. So it's a good meeting. This is a class or a club that people want to share. This is not a bunch of clickies, guys and gals.
Right.
They want to share what they know. So anyway, fun time to come. Good food. Life is a good place to be. The cool thing, the Presbyterian Church and our club made a deal. They let us meet there for free, but we have one of our projects is right out in the front of that church, and if you ever get a chance, go look at that. It's absolutely stunningly beautiful. And if you want to take a family photo, go over there and pose, because it is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Yes, it is.
And there's a real nice Mediterranean herb garden in one of the beds over
there.
Right. The bed we had trouble planting because it's got a lot of concrete underneath it, and that seems to be the thing that works. So come take a look at it.
Come take a look at that. Believe it or not, we have run ourselves completely out of time this morning.
Imagine
it. It's always great fun to have you two in the studio. On behalf of Tommy and Seal, thank you guys coming in here. I want to thank all the listeners out there for listening to us here this morning. You've been listening to the morning show here on Mountain Home Radio. I'm your host, Scott Ramos, and that does bring us to the end of another morning show. You've been listening on KJMT 97.1, KCMC 94.3, and KRZP 92.7. I've got Sheriff John Montgomery scheduled to be in the studio here tomorrow. Should be a great show. I am out the door, back with more tomorrow. Have a great day.